The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another Bite by Bite. He's Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, and we talk about things that affect not only Feeding America, but the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, which covers 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. He is Michael Coleman. He does a wonderful job, and I love this topic, challenges of providing nutritional food and your customers' willingness to eat it. The second part of that I absolutely love. We talked about in one of our recent Mission Mindeds about how we have the holidays coming up, and obviously, yes, people that are hurting for food, they want to eat some turkey as well. I always think about food drives whenever someone wants to donate to maybe a store, or maybe there's a certain location that a local radio or television station is having food banks. And I know people want to show up with as many things they possibly can, and it may be 55 cans of pork and beans. Is that what people really want to eat? And I know where their heart is, but you also don't want to show up with one can of good stuff. You want to show up with 50 cans of dollar stuff so you can make your buck go a little further. But talk a little bit about that. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. So the whole culture with Feeding America and with Food Bank is, look, we look at food as health. And there's so many, when you think about it, when you go into a grocery store, well, what are the most prices, you know, to be able to eat healthy and get produce and some of the less preservatives and just homegrown kind of stuff? It just costs more money. It's just our system is the way it is. It's much easier to go get a double cheeseburger from McDonald's than it is to go buy a bag of apples or pears or bananas. So one of the things we really focus on is trying to make sure that we communicate health and nutrition to those in our community out of care. So you get you have this tension that comes up and goes, look, and I can't help but think back to Michelle Obama's lunch initiative. And I think heart's in the right place. Is, hey, we need to get these kids, they're growing, they need more nutrients, they need more protein, they may need more produce, all those kind of things. And it's all very true, but I will tell you what I just recently heard a CEO of a food bank said, it's not nutritious if they won't eat it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened in that system. They were throwing all that food away. And so it takes me back to when I very first came into food banking, what one CEO said. She said, there's a tension that exists between nutrition and empty stomachs. And so some people go, okay, but I'm only going to serve nutritious food. And the idea is, the thinking is, well, if they're really hungry, they'll eat it. We know that's not true. There's kids that are really hungry that are not going to eat asparagus, raw asparagus or whatever. So this food bank CEO said, well, I'm more concerned with empty stomachs, and I would rather them eat a sleeve of Oreos and go to bed with food on their stomach than go to bed hungry. The truth of the matter is, both points are valid to some degree, sure. But as time has gone on, I feel like, you know, I lean more towards, while I want it to be healthy, it can't be healthy again if they don't eat it. So one of the things we're really focused on is how to educate the public, how to source good food, and we are sourcing good food. Our vegetables, produce, much more fresh than they ever have been. Part of that's to USDA's help, but also just connecting with local farmers. But one of the challenges is about, and we'll do shows on this, more shows and more information. One of the challenges we have is the poverty population typically does not read for information. And when I say poverty class, I'm talking about there's a Black subculture, a white subculture, Hispanic, on and on. It doesn't matter. If you're in poverty, you typically don't read for information.
Sure.
And so I worked with people in poverty for many, many years now. And very few know how to read a food label. I mean, they literally can read it, but they don't consult it and then incorporate that information into making healthy choices, in part because, you know, they say, oh, well, this has X amount of protein, or this has X amount of calories per serving, or this has X amount of fat in it, or whatever. They're just not reading that as much as the government would like them to. That's really more of a middle class that are taking advantage of that and incorporating that into their diet. And so that's why you have such a huge obesity rate, because as ridiculous as it sounds, there's so many people that don't know a difference, nutritional difference between a bag of Oreos and a bag of apples. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody would rather almost eat a bag of Oreos, and, you know, and when they're coming from a food bank, you know, it's just easier, you know, just everything's cheap, easier, but processed food, high fat, high sugar content, that's what ends up getting dumped on our community. And so I really wrestle with the ethical responsibility that I have of this food bank is to, I don't want to be this cradle to grave guy that's like making your choices for you. I don't want to be that guy. But I also don't want to dump totes and totes of cake and cookies at every turn when there's people battling obesity, diabetes, and all these other kind of things. As a matter of fact, we were at Publix, and I cannot say enough good things about Publix grocery store. And I know that's not everywhere in the country. Publix chain from the CEO down has just incredible partners in food distribution and give up millions of dollars every year. Having said that, they had their first hunger conference last year, and I got to go down there with 40 food bank CEOs and was meeting with the whole leadership team. And so the CEO said, tell us, you're the guys on the ground, tell us what's not working. And so I told him, I said, listen, y'all are on us about picking up, because obviously they get a tax donation. And so they don't want their bakery items to go bad. And I said, y'all are on us 7 days a week about picking up all the bread, the cakes, all the bakery items. I said, why does every bakery always overproduce? And they said, the reality is it's just about the same price to make 40 loaves of bread as it is 20. And the markup is high. And so they never want to miss out on it. And I get that from a business and a profit standpoint. I totally get it. I said, but you're putting me in an ethical dilemma, because you're asking me to then come take it up and distribute it to people, cakes, pastries, all the other cinnamon buns, all that kind of stuff, to people who are struggling and are not making educated choices. They're just, if they're hungry, I'm gonna eat half this sheet cake here. And so I felt like I have to be the one that stands up and says, no, we have to limit this. So there's sometimes we end up throwing a lot of bread and cakes and sugary things away out of care and concern for those that we're trying to feed and reach out to. So there's just a lot of things that go in. How do I make it more fresh? How do I make it more nutritional? How do I get it? But also, how do I balance what I'm distributing to people who may not know themselves how to navigate food insecurity, what's property, what's not property in terms of long-term health.
Yeah, and just out of respect, I mean, I think people think, well, if they're hungry enough, they'll eat whatever you give them. And it's just not true, particularly children. If you're talking about a family or four or five and you're asking them to eat food that obviously they don't like, and we know how picky kids can be. They don't know the difference. And I know I'm going to get asked this question, and then we'll let you go here, bite by bite here with Michael Coleman from the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Do you specifically ask your customers what they like, or what? Because I know someone's going to say, well, because if they're getting packages or boxes every single month, but there's things in those boxes that they will never eat. Do you ask them that question?
So just so everybody's clear, so we don't distribute to individuals. We distribute to agencies. Mm-hmm. So a community food pantry, a church. And we're judging what they eat based on what's ordered through our system. And so we can kind of tell what's popular, what goes very quick and what doesn't. But I will tell you, elimination of waste, you hit on a very valid point, which is, let's say you do boxes of 25 pounds and you distribute. Well, they get home and they're like, well, 10 pounds of this, I'm not going to eat.
Yeah.
So what do? They throw it away. So it goes back to the same kind of thing, whether it's nutritious or not. Hey, I just don't eat this. I'm going to throw it away. And that's why we try to go to a shopping, what's called choice shopping. So imagine, if you will, a supermarket environment. Like, you may have two or three or four aisles. They come in with a shopping cart. And based on the number of family they have, they look up on the shelf and let's say it's all canned vegetables. And it'll say, based on a family of four, you can take five cans. And so they take it off. But they're choosing out of what's up there, what they and their family would like. And so they go through, it's a much more dignified process, but of course it takes more staffing. It takes the space. It takes all those kind of things. So every pantry can't do that, but it is a great way to eliminate waste. And it's, like I said, it's treating somebody with dignity. You don't, that's not what's in our heart, but when we say, look, your beggars can't be choosers. That is such, I get it. I get where it comes from. But it's such a demeaning thing because people already feel bad about having to stand in line and ask for food.
Yeah.
So what we want is we want to encourage them and support them, let them know, hey, you're our neighbors. We care about you and we don't want to do anything that tears you down. So part of that is we don't get upset when people go, you know, I really don't. My family doesn't eat this. And for us to say, well, you're lucky to get anything, I mean, just it's just further, just that's the self-worth out of somebody.
Yeah.
So we say, let you come in here and let you choose what's good for you and your family. So we're empowering them to make better choices in hopes of that the food's not wasted. So all of that consideration goes into it. But we still continue to battle the whole, going back to our original topic, the nutrition aspect. How do we deliver more nutritious food to those in need and also navigate it's not nutritious if they're not going to eat it?
Michael Coleman with the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. This is Bite by Bite. We do it every week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.